Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter, and welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home, we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. And that's so important for you to realize. Because, you see, the world doesn't know it. But the truth of God, right now, as far as the world is concerned, and many people, the majority of people in the world have access to the Bible. But the truth of the Bible is like a little marble buried in a huge round ball of lies by the very ones who should be teaching the truth. And that is absolutely the way it is in politics, governments, religion, churches, economics, and financing, correct? So this number 10 in the series on the kingdom of God, this becomes very important for us to understand because, as we will see, the kingdom of God is not on the earth now. When Jesus came, he came to establish his church, not set up the kingdom of God. See, even the disciples at first thought, well, since he's the Messiah, he's going to restore the kingdom to Israel. And he told them, it's not for you to know the times and seasons that the Father has put in his own authority. And then he ascended into heaven. And he's coming, as the angel said, in the clouds just like you see him go. And Jesus said, you go to Jerusalem. You wait till you are imbued with power from on high, which is the Holy Spirit, the power of God. And then you go into all the world and preach to the uttermost corners of the earth. Now that was a prophecy of the Bible, and those true ministers and preachers, wherever they are, and there are a lot of them in the world, but very few compared to the Christian Orthodox religion as people view it. And what do they teach and preach? They teach the Word of God. And God made sure it was written. Now, men have tried to tinker with it and change it and rearrange it and all of this sort of thing, but the truth of God prevails. See, because just like you can cover a marble with all kinds of clay and dirt and things on the outside, that never changes the truth on the inside. And the truth is contained in your Bible. So Jesus didn't come to establish the kingdom then, but he came to prepare a people. He came to bring people out from under the influence and authority of Satan the devil and put them under his authority, influence through his Holy Spirit and through his word. To live righteous, quiet, and peaceful lives. To develop the character of God, to be ready to enter into the kingdom of God at the resurrection when he returns. And then, with righteous, godly character, they will be given authority to rule on this earth. Now, that's just a short summary of what is the kingdom of God. So let's come to Acts, the 26th chapter, and let's see the very mission of the Apostle Paul, what he was to do. Now, he was explaining this to King Agrippa and Festus when he was arrested because the Jewish religious leaders thought that he was speaking against God when he was saying, God is going to end all the sacrifices. God is going to reject all of your traditions. And because they were angry, because when Jesus was here, he didn't come and join the scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees and set up the kingdom of God so they could rule with Jesus. See, Jesus didn't come to make a political alliance or a religious alliance with any of the religions of this earth. He came to establish God's way, the way of truth, and the knowledge of the kingdom of God. Now, if you have a computer and you have a Bible, I want you to look up just into the New Testament alone and see how many hundreds of times it is either the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, your kingdom, my kingdom, etc., and you will see there are hundreds of places in the New Testament. And yet, how often do you hear about it? And what do you know about it? And what did Jesus teach about it? And how do we enter into it? You see, once you get rid of all the lies out here that have been put over the little marble, as they would look at it, of truth, you understand that what is in that is greater than anything that's in the world, is greater than any man, is greater than any church, is greater than any government, is greater than any financial system, is greater than anything that Satan the devil could do. And it's all going to come to an end and be replaced by the kingdom of God. Now, here was the commission given by Jesus Christ personally to the Apostle Paul. Verse 17, Acts 26. Jesus said to him, "I am personally selecting you from among the people and the Gentiles to whom I now send you, to open their eyes that they may turn from darkness to light and from the authority of Satan to God." Let me ask you a question. Which category are you in? Are you in darkness? Don't know the truth, and don't understand the Bible? Do you have a religion that is accepted of this world, and you think it's of God, but have you really proved, is it really from the Bible? See, because Isaiah was inspired to write to the law and the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them, and if there's no light in them, what do they have then? Darkness. The darkness of Satan and the light of Christ, which is in you. Whom do you follow? Whom do you listen to? You go to church on Sunday or Sabbath and you hear a minister speaking. Is he really speaking the words of God faithfully, truthfully, or does he have some sort of agenda? You see, at church at home, we have no agenda except the truth of God, preaching and understanding that truth to those who will listen through Church at Home and cbcg.org, Christian Biblical Church of God, which, by the way, we have hundreds of sermons, detailed studies, which then expand the truth and open the understanding. And it's all from the Scriptures of God. That's why we're scripturalist. Now notice what else he said here. So that they may receive remission of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified through faith in me. See, we're going to see God the Father does the calling, but you have to answer. Christ does the sanctifying, but you have to repent. God gives the Holy Spirit, but you have to obey. And all of that's part of preparation for the kingdom of God. Now let's come back here to Mark, the fourth chapter, and let's see a parable that Jesus gave concerning the kingdom of God. And see that the word is preached and it goes out. Many people hear, many people listen. So after giving the parable, right here in verse 9, then he said to them, "The one who has ears to hear, let him hear." Do you hear? Will you listen? Will you believe the word of God? So the disciples came and said, "We don't understand what you said, Jesus." Verse 11, and he said to them, "To you," that is the true believers, not to those who profess, not those who think they believe, because if you believe and have faith, you're going to obey and you're going to act upon that. Isn't that correct? Yes, you will. Let's read on. "To you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God." And yet, Catholic publication and U.S. News and World Report, Secrets of Christianity. They don't know a single thing about true Christianity because they are so ensconced with their traditions and their lies and their teachings and their political and religious control that they have long left God. And therefore, if they're in darkness, whose authority are they under? You need to think about that. And that applies to all the religions of this world. You're not going to find the truth about the kingdom of God in Islam. You're not going to find it in Catholicism. You're not going to find it in Buddhism. You're not going to find it in Hinduism. You're not going to find it in Shintoism. No, you're not. You're going to find it in the Bible, the truth of the Word of God. Then you will know the mysteries or the secrets of the kingdom of God. But notice, continuing verse 11, but to them who are without, all things are done in parables, so that in seeing they may see and not perceive, in hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. Oh! Why would Jesus do that? Because the truth is, if you don't believe God and believe His Word and live by the truth and let the Scriptures be your guide as led by the Holy Spirit, your conversion is in vain. Did you know that?
Oh, well, how can that be? I'm faithful. I've been going to church every Sunday.
Or a Catholic says, well, I haven't really been a faithful Catholic, but I go every Christmas and every Easter. Truth is, how much do you know about the Bible? The truth is, how much do you know about the Word of God? When a man recently confronted his priest as to why all of these statues are here in the cathedral, and why do we follow the traditions instead of the Bible, you know what the priest answered? Huh. We don't follow the Bible. So that's why you need to check everything from the Bible, you see. Do you suppose that's why you're told, oh, you can't read the Bible unless a priest is there to interpret it for you? The real reason is because if you read the Bible, you will find out most of the things they teach are lies. All right? Let's go on. So then he said, don't you understand this parable? How then will you know all the other parables? So he explains the parable. The sower sows the word, and the ones by the way where the word was sown, these are the ones who hear, but Satan comes at once and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. These were the ones which were in like manner sown upon rocky places. These were the ones who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with joy. But because they have no root in themselves, they do not endure when tribulation or persecution arises. Because of the word, they are quickly offended. All right, now let me ask you a question. Are you offended at the word of God, which says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy? And we just did a 12-part series on the Sabbath. And there's a whole lot more information that you can download on Church at Home and cbcg.org concerning Sabbath. But are you offended at that? Are you offended if you were told the communion that you take and you think is really sanctifying you is really not what Jesus commanded? Are you offended if someone says that your keeping of all of the holidays of this world are wrong? What offends you? If you're offended with the truth, who rules over you? Jesus Christ, who's the way, the truth, and the life, and the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of truth? Or if you believe those lies, who's the father of lies? Satan. And whose authority are you really under? Though you may seem perfectly content and satisfied with what you have. And isn't that what he would want you to have? Wouldn't he want you to be happy that you're deceived? Wouldn't Satan love to keep you contented in deceit and lies and false doctrines and false teachings right while he's holding the Bible? How much greater of a deception could there be? Now let's continue on with the parable and let's see. And those which were sown among the thorns, these are the ones who hear the word. Many hear the word. Oh, yes, I want the word of God. Oh, look at that commandment. If I'm going to be a Christian, I'm going to have to keep that. I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can afford to lose my business contact. I don't know if I can afford to lose my friends that are in the lodge or my lady friends who are in the society. What are you willing to give up for God? See, notice what it says. This is all a part of qualifying for the kingdom of God, as we will see. Now he continues, verse 18, and those which were sown among the thorns, these are the ones who hear the word. But the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches and the lusts of other things that come into their lives choke the word and they become unfruitful. I just can't put up with it. Well, that's your choice. Then don't. But don't expect Jesus to say to you, well done, good and faithful servant. No, indeed. You can't live in sin and have the blessings of God. You cannot build the character of God to qualify for the kingdom of God if you do not keep the commandments of God and have His Holy Spirit. See? Kingdom of God is coming. And it's something that you have to enter into at the specific time that Jesus returns. And he's going to bring the kingdom with him, and he's going to set it up on this earth. Do you want part of that or not? Do you want to help save this world and humanity or not? God's way, not man's way. God's way. Because no other one except Jesus Christ and the resurrected saints can save this world and humanity. You just need to really understand that. Now notice there are faithful ones. Let's see if you are interested in following this. Verse 20. Now those which were sown upon the good ground, these are the ones who hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, 130-fold, 160-fold, and 100-fold. What is it that you do? How is your life? You know, you need to really think about this concerning the kingdom of God. Verse 26. Then he said, the kingdom of God is likened to this, and go through every one of the parables. The kingdom of God is like, the kingdom of heaven is like. See what it tells you about it. It is if a man should cast seed upon the earth and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should sprout and grow, but he does not know how. And even to this day, though we plant seeds, we can see them grow. How does it really grow? You put it in the soil and you put water on it, and it starts to sprout and it grows. Why? What is the mechanism? Well, the answer is God put it in there to do that. And what you're watching is the power of God to make it do that in that small little seed. Verse 28, for the earth brings forth fruit of itself, first a blade, then a head, then full grain in the head. And when the grain is mature, immediately he puts in the sickle, for the harvest is come. That's part of the kingdom of God. And the harvest is what? The resurrection at the end of the age. Revelation 14, Revelation 15. Verse 30, To what then shall we liken the kingdom of God, or with what parable shall we compare it? It's like a tiny mustard seed, which when it has been sown upon the earth is less than all the seeds that are upon the earth. But after it has been sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all the herbs and produces great branches, so that the birds of heaven are able to roost under the shadow of it. That's what's going to happen when Christ returns. All nations are going to come and seek the way of God in Jerusalem, the truth of God, the law of God. That's what it says in Isaiah, the second chapter. So it's quite a thing. Now we're going to see in the next couple of segments, how do we enter the kingdom of God, and when will it come? Well, these are important for us to understand. Do you really want the truth? Do you really love the truth? Are you willing to seek the truth with all your heart, mind, and soul, and being? Well, God holds out for you the understanding of it. And we will see there are 10 specific requirements for entering the kingdom of God so you can become a part of saving this world God's way, with His truth, with His love, with the saints ruling and teaching and helping, Satan removed, no more lies, no more deceit, no more false government, no more lying politicians, lying financial advisors, lying religious leaders. They'll all be gone. And only those of the saints who have qualified in building the character of God in this life will enter into the kingdom of God. So as we started in the beginning, it's still true right at this point. There are two kingdoms. One, the kingdom of Satan who rules this world. And as he told Jesus, if you worship me, I'll give them all to you. In other words, Jesus, you can receive your inheritance now through me. Jesus said, get you behind me, Satan. Jesus says, repent and believe the gospel. Have your sins forgiven. Grow in grace and knowledge. Understand the word of God. And at the resurrection, since you've been faithful, you'll receive eternal life. And you will participate with me, Jesus says, in restoring the whole world. See, because Jesus and God the Father have a great and fantastic plan for all of humankind, which is greater than any religion has ever thought of, greater than any church can teach you. It can only come from the Word of God. And here at Church at Home, we give you the basic beginning understanding of the Word of God. Now, to pursue it more in depth, please go to our other website, cbcg.org, christianbiblicalchurchofgod.org. We have hundreds of sermons. Spend time on that website. Download these sermons. We also have many videos. If you want to see what our videos were like 20 years ago when we first started with the VHS camera, well, you can see what those look like. Okay? And you can see when I was younger, I had a skunk streak. One part of my hair was slow and turning white. And even one woman asked me and said, do you dye your hair? I said, no, that's just the way it goes. So those are available for you. But more important, you need to learn what the Word of God says. Who is God? Who is Jesus? What did the New Testament church believe? What are the beliefs that we need to follow? See? And let me just give you a clue. There's no such thing as fast food, drive-through religion slam bang, you get it just in a small summary. See, you have to apply yourself to it. We'll continue on with this series of the kingdom of God, and we're going to see how do you enter into the kingdom of God, and when will it come? So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Colter saying, so long, everyone.